Time to transition to a conversation with Ted Foley from Foley's Tree Service and Foley's Forest Products. Ted is a busy man. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Jeff.
Glad you can make time for us here today. I know that you and all your crews are very, very busy right now because I'm on your list as to getting some tree work done. And I know that you guys are scheduling a ways out. You guys are very, very stacked up with folks already this early spring season.
Yeah, more than ever. I mean, it's a good thing to have that work, but we try to work all winter and to get rid of a massive workload, you know, at least chip away at it and not have a large workload in front of us, which we worked all winter. We didn't really have any layoff this winter, and still we're coming into spring with more work than ever, which again is a good thing for business.
Yeah, right.
But we like to this time of year have a little more flexibility to try to be able to get to things a little bit sooner for people.
Moral of the story is if we need tree work done, we have to be a little bit patient right now.
Yeah, you know, be patient. I mean, I think most people out there, at least myself included, we like to procrastinate and just kind of wait, and finally something triggers you to make a phone call, right?
Yeah.
But if it's on your mind, try to make the phone call sooner than later, because every day we're out bidding a lot of work, and every day there's more work getting accepted to be done. And so the sooner you can get on the list, the sooner you can get your work done.
If you have some stuff that you need done in the yard for like a graduation party, you're too late.
Yeah, I mean, we try to fit in what we can. You know, we try to have a dedicated crew that takes care of more of that short order type work.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden they get filled up.
Yeah.
You know, so we try to be as flexible as possible. You know, and then you have your what we call priority or urgent work. You know,
sure.
You have Jeff calls and says, "Hey, Ted, we have this tree. It does not look good. It snapped. It uprooted. Who knows what happened? It's hanging in another tree. Could fall on my garage."
Right.
Well, of course, we're going to make that a priority and get
Understood.
That taken care of. So, you know, who's listening and has, you know, thinking about things, it's like, don't call us because you hear that we have a large workload, because we should always at least look at it and see what's going on.
Right.
And you might have a neighbor right down the street that has a job, and yours might be, you know, a certain job where we just piggyback that job and get it done at the same time.
But call ASAP. That's a good moral of the story here for the rest of the season. And and you'll be gotten to eventually here, and everything's prioritized. And so I just the thing about it is, Ted, is that you're very upfront. The folks that man the phones back at the office for you, they're very upfront and great communicators. And they are right up front saying, okay, we're not going to be able to get you today, but we're going to give you our scheduling guy, and he's going to get a hold of you. The communication there coming back to us is fantastic, top notch.
Yeah, and you know, it hasn't always been that. So, you know, those are those you grow as a company, and what pieces do you need to put in place to make you better? And we've been able to put some good people in place to help us out with that. And yeah, as soon as you get your work order comes into our system, we're reaching out to you either by email or phone call and just saying, hey, we received it. We're all good to go. Your crew is scheduled out X amount of weeks, so we will let you know, as we get closer, what the scheduled date will be.
And then the process is you pay half down, and then you go into the scheduling department, and then they get to you and you get another phone call. But again, the process works very good, and the communication end has been very good, because I've never wondered, I wonder if I'm going to hear from these guys. They're proactive about that, and that's appreciated.
Yeah, and we try to be. You know, none of us like to sit there and wait and wonder when something's going to be done.
Right.
You know, you at least like to have an idea. So it's all good. And you know, and it's not, you know, we're not just running one or two or three crews. We're running 10 to 12 crews.
Wow.
Every day. And so, you know, we're doing a ton of work.
Yeah.
But, you know, lucky for us, a lot of people like to get a hold of us and have them, you know, have us do their work for them.
Exactly.
So
I think you're worth the wait.
Well, thank you.
I think you're worth the wait. Let's get into some meat and potatoes here. I've got some bare root trees. I know other people have some bare root trees, Ted. I'm a little bit nervous about most of the bare root trees that I planted last year. Now, one of the things that I've learned is that when you're planting trees near the road, you have to be aware of what they're putting on those roads, especially in the wintertime.
Right.
We don't have any salt that goes down in our road, so I don't think I'm having salt issues. But the maple trees that we planted out by the road, nice row of them, of the four trees, only one has buds that are active. The other three I'm really worried about. I sit here and think I should have done a legacy tree. Ted told me should have done a legacy tree. But anyway, for especially the bare root ones, especially those may be a little bit late in coming. So we shouldn't get too nervous that they're not going to bud. If we're scratching a branch, we're getting any green, there's still a chance that they may bud out. True or false?
True.
Okay.
True. I mean, I've done that this year already for clients.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, no matter what, we all know what this past winter was, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we had cold, we had harsh conditions, we had a lot of snow, and you put a tree in the ground and you don't know what's going to be coming. And so we had a hard winter, and some trees will not make it. Some trees that have been established trees just living in the woods might not make it because of the winter conditions. Well, now, you know, you put these new trees in a new environment. You know, did they go through some shock from the transplant? You know, the time they got pulled out of the ground till the time they got planted, were they already in some shock mode there? So there's just multiple factors that kind of set them back already. And then you have a harsh winter, and that can just make them where they don't come back at all. Mm. So I'm telling everybody, you know, if in doubt, just hang on and see what happens.
Okay.
If they bud out, maybe they're going to come out late. Again, no matter what, a tree's going to go through transplant shock. And so some trees are just going to look a little rough, like maybe they're a conifer tree, and you're going to have a little brown needles and some things going on. But just wait. See what type of new growth flushes. As far as bare root trees, deciduous trees, yeah, you just need to see what happens with them. You know, they're a little harder to tell because they don't have the needles, you know, in the winter. And are they brown and out, or are they just not going to flush out? So, you know, wait and see. And there's no reason not to. But if it's in a month from now and they're really not doing much, then it's time to replace them.
Got it. That's a good way to segue into legacy trees. It's not on my note. But again, legacy trees from Foley's Forest, Foley's Tree Service and Foley's Forest Products, what I'm trying to say here. A legacy tree is going to give you a little bit more of a guarantee, especially in the new phases when you really want that thing to take. So a legacy tree, if we buy just a tree on our own, it's like you say, it's a crapshoot. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. With a legacy tree, you're putting the odds in your favor, aren't you?
Well, you're putting the odds in the purchaser's favor, yes.
Right.
The purchaser.
Right.
You. Because if you spend that little extra money, which is $50 a tree, you get a 5-year guarantee.
Yeah.
So no questions asked. You know, if we come out and we planted 4 trees for you and 3 of them died, well, we're going to replace 3 of them at no cost to you. So, you know, that's just part of, you know, the Legacy Tree program is making sure that you are purchasing a tree, but you also have that confidence that if something were to happen to this tree, you know, Foley's is not going to come out and question me and what did I do to this tree to kill
right.
it. We're just going to replace it. So that's a great thing with legacy trees, you know, just to have that confidence, because it is no matter what, it's an investment, you know, to pay for a tree if you plant it on your own or not. So to have that 5-year guarantee is a great thing, and we maintain that tree for 5 years. So we come out at no additional cost. 3 times in those 5 years, and we check on the tree, make sure it's doing well, and then we prune the tree because we want that tree to have good structural growth
yep.
within those first 5 years to really kind of give it that boost, that start. So we prune the tree for those first 5 years just to make sure that it has good growth. And, you know, ultimately we put a lot of trees in the ground, and our survival rate is great. We don't lose that many trees. But it's going to happen. No matter what, you're going to lose some trees because you just don't know for sure how that tree's going to do.
It's nature. It's just nature. Part of nature. Ted Foley, my guest here this morning. So with a legacy tree, it's about, about $50 more and you'll pay for a non-legacy tree. So with that $50 comes a lot of peace of mind.
Well, it really does, yes. And so that's where, you know, for that $50 more for that 5-year guarantee and the maintenance program, we do that and we give it a good rate, you know, as far as not a lot of cost, because, you know, we want people to just spend that $50 for that extra or for that $50 more for that tree. Just so that, again, you have that confidence that if something were to happen in those 5 years, it's a replaceable tree.
I guess if there are any downsides, it's that you don't have every species of tree available as a legacy tree, so a little bit limited that way. Is that selection growing more and more all the time?
Yeah, it's growing.
It is, okay.
And it's maybe we don't have them in our nursery, like here, but, you know, we have a couple shipments coming in per year. And so we just put that tree on the next shipment.
So if we need a new tree, if we have a species in mind, first call you and say, oh, I heard you talking about the legacy trees, Ted. Do you have a so-and-so maple? And then you can do your checking and say, yes, we can plant some of those. How many would you like?
Right.
That's about it. That easy.
It is. And, you know, we are behind on planting also. But, you know, we would at some point in time, midsummer, late summer, be able to get trees planted if somebody were to sign up here relatively soon to get trees in the ground.
And there's so many things that go into planting a tree. In my notes here, just to name a few, air movement, sunlight around the home. Is it good for a lawn by your roof and all kinds? There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. Just digging a hole and putting the tree in and crossing your fingers, hoping for the best is not usually the best plan.
Yeah, and that's the whole other thing, to hire Foley's to do that for you, because we're going to come out there and make sure that you are selecting the correct location, because you don't know how many times we see trees planted, and unfortunately, it's not what that property owner does every day, so they just didn't correctly look at all the surroundings to make sure that that tree was put in the correct location. So, you know, that's part of the process.
We have a few minutes left here, Ted. Plenty of time. I'm not rushing things, but I want to get to mulch here as well, because the mulch that we got, the natural mulch from you guys last year, and we spread it all over the place, and everything that we have mulched all looks really good. Really like the way it retains the moisture and the natural. I really like that natural cedar color out there, but we're doing some more work out there, need more mulch, and so we're going to have to get together about that at some point. I'll call out there, get some more mulch ordered up. But anyway, mulch sales, this is the time of year for mulch, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yep. Spring, it's crazy. Spring is just gangbusters. You're just selling mulch. Our guy that delivers is going nonstop. And then you hit, I don't know, June 15th, second half of June, and it just drops off, and you barely get any mulch sales.
Because now we're just looking at our work that we did all spring.
Yeah. And rightfully so. That's the way I am as well. You know, you get that done in the spring. You kind of have the itch to get out there after a long winter and go out and do some yard work, and let's, you know, get everything freshened up and looking good for the summer. It's the mad rush for mulch right now. But we have it. We have several different colors on hand. We also have the cedar mulch on hand, which is great around certain areas, and if depending on the look that you want. If anybody's interested, you can come out or drive by. You can see the piles out there.
I heard a story the other day about folks are getting some issues when they buy their mulch in bags at big box stores. There's something called a jumping worm that apparently is stowing away in some of those big box bags of mulch. And if you get jumping worms on your property, it's not going to be fun.
It's a bad thing. My parents actually had one of the first jumping worm cases like 5 years ago.
Really?
In their garden. And, I mean, they basically had to almost stop growing a garden for a while because it was so bad, because they eat the roots of the plants. So, you know, depending on if you're a vegetable gardener or just a, you know, flower gardener, shrubs, whatever, they love eating those roots. So they're going to really create a lot of problems.
So the issue that comes up with consumers is, well, not everybody needs a trailer load. Not everybody needs a pickup truck load. Maybe somebody just needs a couple of bags worth. And so how can Foley's help in that case?
Good question.
How about bringing a tarp and lining your tarp into your trunk and just scooping what you need in the trunk?
Yeah, it's a tarp. Some people bring like 50-gallon garbage barrels.
Okay.
Some people bring 5-gallon pails out.
Okay.
So it really kind of depends on what you have on hand and how much space you have to move it. Really comes down to. But that's what some people do, is they just bring barrels or buckets with them.
And so that is permissible, it's easy, and if people are wondering, well, how can I only get a little bit? That's how you get a little bit.
Yep, exactly.
Good deal. So mulch sales going well, get your mulch right now, and there's a lot of different, the dyes that you use, we should touch on that too. For people that want that dyed look and but don't want all the chemicals with all their plants and stuff, how have you solved that issue?
Well, we did the research, making sure that we were going to put out really the best product and be as eco-friendly as possible. So we use a dye that's considered biodegradable, an eco-friendly dye. So I forget the company that it comes from. That was a few years ago back when I did that research. But yeah, it's as far as what's out on the market, it's about the best dye that you can have as far as for putting around on your property.
Wellness evaluations, we haven't talked about that for a long time. That's something that you say, okay, I'm not sure what to do with the trees on my property. Ted, how can you help me? What do you do?
Yeah, so it goes above and beyond just what we would consider like a hazard tree evaluation. So, of course, that's primary. We want to make sure that you don't have a hazard tree on your property that could fail and hit something. So the property wellness evaluation is goes above and beyond that. And actually, it's a walkthrough by one of our certified arborists. And it's a walkthrough to look at your property as a whole. And it's not just the hazard trees. It's not just dead limbs, but it's, you know, maybe a tree either needs to come out or a tree needs to be pruned to get more sunlight onto the roof because you're having moss build up on the roof. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something that is overhanging your power service line coming in that if it comes down, it could take you out of power for a while until WPS responds. So it's really looking at the property as a whole. It's somebody saying, I want better lawn. What can I do because I have too much moss? Okay, well, let's go through and select. You know, if you have an abundance of trees, let's go in through select and take out which trees should come out because maybe they already have an issue anyhow. Mm-hmm. So let's take those trees out and let's prune other trees to get more sunlight to filter through. So it's an all around just looking at your property as a whole and what can we do with your trees on your property to make your property better.
And everything usually goes better once you have a plan, right?
Yeah, definitely.
In life in general.
In life in general. And as far as trees, you know, a plan from, you know, somebody that's been trained in trees. And this is what we do every day, is look at trees. You know, I go onto a property and people are like, how did you see that? Well, my, you know, I'm trained in trees. So, you know, our eyes kind of draw to these things that we should really be addressing, which, you know, other people may not see. So it's a good to get an extra set of eyes on the property, see what's going on with your property, see what's going on with your trees so that there can be a plan put in place.
Personally, I say if you want a job done and done right, call the guys at Foley's and you'll get just that. And really, really good people, Ted. And again, just to stress, say hey, everybody back at the shop and at the plant, because every time I call there, it's always a very good situation. I never leave saying, oh, doggone it. No, it's always a very positive interaction when I talk to you guys and they respond back promptly. And so that's appreciated by a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely. And again, that's who we want to be. I mean, we want to provide not just the best tree work out there, but we want to provide the best service.
Find out for yourself by calling Foley's Tree Service. Start online, too, if you want to, foleystreeservice.com, or call 453-2407. That's 453-2407 for Foley's Tree Service and Foley's Forest Products. For WisconsinFirewoodSales.com is also another good website. Need a big load of firewood for this summertime? You can still accommodate folks with that too, right?
We do. Yeah. We have a lot on hand right now. All spring we were making kiln dried firewood, you know, so for the people that want to have, you know, good campfires, less smoke, give us a call. We have a lot of firewood on hand.
And it's worth it. It's worth every dime. Ted, as always, appreciate you being here. Appreciate the information. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, Jeff.
Ted Foley, Foley's Tree Service, give him a call today. Once again, that phone number, the phone number's not easy to memorize anymore. We don't memorize a lot of phone numbers anymore, but just think of this one, 453-2407, but it's real easy to remember the website, foleystreeservice.com.